Up on demand after it ends.
Yes, indeed. And some interviews that I've done are just going to have to wait a little bit to get edited. And I don't know, Larry, you said you were going to get to some files tomorrow. I would think that some things are just going to have to be aired more after the convention.
Yeah, well, the ones I want to get to are just for copying. I'm not going to try and edit them tomorrow.
Okay.
I just want to copy them off of the ACB
the
computer.
Machines.
Yeah.
Somebody's cane is over here.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Somebody's
one,
cane
two.
Is in a holster. I don't know.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I don't know if Lynn has made it here yet, but she was going to carry a drink she bought me.
1, 2, 3,
yeah,
four.
And it's 7 o'clock straight up Eastern time.
Yes,
that means
indeed.
It's 23 UTC. One. The banquet one, should two. Be getting underway momentarily.
It should be, and we have a pretty good crowd. The line was long coming in.
Yes.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I came around and came down a side hallway and then came in the doors that way.
Oh, a side hallway.
I knew where it was from when we had our welcome to Orlando party in this
room.
Aren't
you clever? Find those side hallways. Leave it to you. You would know.
It helps when you go exploring.
Yes, it does. And when you have to do those early preparations and schlepping of a lot of things, I can't hear myself, but anyway, it pays to find those side hallways. So that you can know, there I am. It's a good thing I finally found myself. but it's good that you can know where those shortcuts are to be able to carry things. And I know you've been doing a lot of carrying and schlepping and setting up and things this week.
Yeah, I felt like I've been in the military.
Yes, well, Larry gave an excellent report yesterday on ACB Radio. Many of you probably heard it here on Mainstream, and he has gotten a lot of favorable comments. And actually, I found out, Larry, Mitch was there. He did hear it.
Oh,
2, 3?
Okay.
Yes, indeed. So that is very good.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I wasn't sure if he was. I thought he was still in the room, but I didn't see him up at the table.
Is Shakila Maharaj here?
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but he said yes, he was there.
Yeah.
And he reminded me like 2 or 3 times that we need to check our messages.
I think there should be something over here.
Because he said, see, that's what happens when you don't check your messages. He had messaged us last night and we didn't know it.
What time was the message?
About 9:30.
9:30.
1, 2, 3.
You were not back yet. Neither was I.
Yeah.
You were with Sila and Robert.
I was trying to think. Was I with them yet, or was I still running that interview?
I think you were with them by then.
Yeah.
So I wish we had smell-a-vision or smell-a-radio, taste-a-radio or something so that you could eat with us. Door prize Bill. I want to win.
So do I.
That's right.
I haven't won anything yet.
No. That's right. You know, it's funny because I think door prize Bill has done a great job for our chapter, and the energy works so wonderfully when he's doing it for our chapter. I think it's been different for him to do it for National.
Yeah.
It's just been interesting.
It's funny because, you know, our local chapter, a lot of them tend to be more informal and, you know, they just want to have a great time. And he's not used to the structured way of running things that is done on the state and national levels.
Well, and plus, I think the scope of the numbers of people. I think the numbers of people have made it more challenging because he tends to go real fast and I don't hear any answer. You know, when he calls out a name, he doesn't hear an answer. So he just keeps on going when in a room full of 700 or more people, somebody who he's called out might be there, but way far away. And
yeah, and they're trying to scramble to get to a mic to say something.
Yeah. I think they're trying to fill that head place at the table. I think that's one reason they wanted Shaquila. Interesting.
Yep, he's probably going to be given a mic to do mic running.
Yep.
Oh, you really want me to do it, Jay? Okay.
And the only reason you can give it to him, but the only reason I'm doing that because when we record this, I don't need a lot of noise.
Jay?
Yes.
I am told that some folks are having some difficulties hearing me. Is there anything that can be done?
Okay, thanks.
I'm trying to think. I'm going to look at what's in that. Oh, I have a new message. Hold on.
We're sending out.
Oh, you called me.
I did?
Today at 12:17. I think I got that. How did that interview with Mitch go? Oh, we're on the air. But did it go well? Did it go well? Good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Let's.
I kind of had questions in mind.
Let's calm down. We're at. I left my gavel upstairs. I didn't think I'd need it. Welcome to the 2009 American Council of the Blind Banquet and Celebration.
Woo! Wow. Celebration. Let's celebrate.
We have had a long and busy and productive week. Tonight is an opportunity to relax, to celebrate the accomplishments of some people, to hear from an outstanding speaker, and to have a good time in a modified sort of, you know, low-key way. My mistress of ceremonies is already getting out of hand, so it's time to turn it over to the estimable secretary of the American Council of the Blind to lead the activities this evening, Marlena Lieberg, Burien, Washington.
Wow, is this ever cool. I tell you what. Now, I'm going to introduce the head table here in a second, but I got to tell you something. Y'all know Gary the board guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, where would I be without my Gary the board guy? He's been great helping me all week long. He's been helping with the dog, and he's been helping with the this and the that. You know, I did think I loved him until he just leaned over to me and said, "God, you got to be a graybeard to sit up here. We're all pretty old." So I'm auctioning off one Gary the Board guy. Do I hear 10? Oh, no, that was Wednesday night. I'm so sorry. And Dina Wilson, we have found our little lost lamb. Mary has found her little lamb. Marlena has found her little lamb. All right. Well, before we get on to the introducing the head table, I just need to hear from everybody, just to kind of get my sense, my bearings. Did y'all have a great convention this week?
Yay!
And don't you just love the staff in this hotel?
I made over $500.
Kyla, I don't know if you're in the room, but I hope you are to hear this. Let's give them a really huge, come on guys, big round of applause. They have been fabulous.
They got a good crowd tonight.
Yes, we do.
Thank you so much. All the hotel staff who've helped, you've just been wonderful. All right, I'm going to introduce the head table.
Sure, hang on.
And I will start by explaining that I'm standing at the podium, and so I will move to my left and then on to my right. I am seated directly to the left of the podium. As you face it, it's to your right. Gary Lieberg is next to me. Next, yeah, the board guy. Yeah, the graybeard, he says. Good old graybeard Lieberg is next to me. Sitting next to him is our dear, wonderful friend, Sally Benjamin. And next to Sally, what would we be without our own William Benjamin? Now, if I were William, I'd be a little bit nervous. I'd be a little nervous on account of 'cause he's sitting next to the lady who collects prizes for auctions. Brenda Dillon, second vice president of the American Council of the Blind. Give her a tremendous round of applause for that auction, you guys, and that walk. And to the left of Brenda, what would Brenda be without her right hand, Dan Dillon? Directly to my right, going now to the right of the podium, is someone we all know, we all love, although I must tell you, when my guide dog brought me up here tonight, she took a look at the ramp and stopped and said, "Oh God, are we going to go vote again? I don't want to go under that table." Help me welcome and say hello to our president, Mitch Pomerantz. And next to Mitch, of course, someone whom I have come to just dearly love and feel like I have a whole new sister, someone who is Mitch's right-hand person, someone who is a friend to everyone in the American Council of the Blind, Donna Pomerantz. To Donna's right, one of our international guests, and this lady is just so fascinating, and I haven't had the time that I've wanted to sit and be with her, and I hope to still be able to do that. Someone that just brings strength and energy wherever she is. In the short time that I've known her, I have sensed that and felt it and just been really happy to be with her, Shakila Maharaj. And sitting to the right of Shakila, someone from whom we will be hearing a great deal in just a bit, but I'm just going to take a little personal privilege to say one of the things that I so love about this woman is her laugh. And tonight she assured me that if she was in an airport anywhere and she needed to, she could find the bar. And that's just my kind of girl, Marianne Diamond, our featured speaker. And seated to the right of Marianne Diamond is her assistant, whom I've also just met this evening. And she seems like a very lovely young lady, Cheryl Thompson. And they're all the way from Australia. Now, last on the very end, but by God, by no means least, it gives me great pleasure to tell you that at the head table, we have with us one of the hardest working women in Washington, D.C., somebody who you can call on a Sunday, you can call on a Tuesday night, and she's always there. She's going wrong, but she never says no. Help me make welcome our own executive director, Melanie Brunson. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your head table. And I would like to, before I bring on Bob Williams for our invocation, like to ask you to do me one more favor. Help make welcome all of those listening around the world on our beloved ACB radio.
Yay! Woo! Excellent.
We love you, world. We love you, world.
Yes, indeed. We love you, world.
You know, let's do one more thing as Bob makes his way up here. Let's, when I count three, let's say, hello, world. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Hello, world.
All right. Woo. And Bob, are you here? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, now that I got you all riled up, got to settle you back down again. Ah, job's so hard. Ladies and gentlemen, to deliver our invocation this evening, Bob Williams, Arizona.
Good evening. It is indeed an honor and a privilege for me to represent the Arizona Council of the Blind, our president, Barbara MacDonald, and her husband, Dick, who's sitting out there in the audience, and others from Arizona, and to again invite all of you to 2010 Downtown Phoenix Sheraton Hotel, July 10 through 17 next year. We're looking forward to it. Shall we pray? Let us pray. Eternal God, our everlasting Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, for it is only by your grace that you have blessed us to come to this concluding event in another annual session of the American Council of the Blind. Lord, we thank you that as we prepare to partake of the food that has been prepared for our physical nourishment, may we remember the words of the psalmist who wrote so long ago, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are they that trust in him." We thank you for all the effort that has gone into preparing for this event, this annual conference. We pray for the leadership. We thank you for the leadership of President Pomerantz and those officers who serve alongside. We thank you for the commitment and dedication of every person involved in any way in the preparation and planning for this event. We thank you for the efforts of the host affiliate, Florida Council of the Blind. We pray in a special way for Debbie Grubb and others whose names were called during the course of the week, some who faced the medical challenges along the way. We thank you for safe travel, and we continue to pray for safe travel as we go down from this place. Now we ask your blessings upon this food, and we thank you that as we look forward to the coming another year of involvement and productivity, we thank you that we're able to look back on this week as a history-making event, not one standing record vote. What a mighty God we serve. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
I met Bob after some years of not having seen him. I ran into him at the Multicultural Affairs Committee midweek jam. You guys who missed that, man, did you miss something? Anyway, I've been teasing Bob all weekend, telling him he's going to take me on a hot date when we're in Phoenix next year. So there you go, Bob. We got a whole room full of witnesses for that hot date. Our dinner is going to be served. And just before I sit down, if I could just get your attention for just another minute. I want to also send out best wishes through ACB Radio from her ACB family to Pam Shaw. Pam was, yeah, let's hear it for Pam. You know, I was going to come up here and say, I'm Pam Shaw and I've had a voice change, but somehow I didn't think anybody would believe me. But Pam, no one can fill your shoes, and we all wish you well. We miss you, and we expect to see you in twice as much trouble next year in Phoenix. Right, folks? All right. All right.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy
twice
your
as
dinner.
Much trouble.
I'll be back like a bad penny. Hey.
Okay, I'm going to stream a little music. I'm going to leave the level on a little bit low so you can kind of hear us in the background, because there's probably going to be sporadic announcements here and there, and you just don't know when they're going to come.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, we know that you're with us, and so maybe if you're eating or doing whatever you're doing, hearing some nice music and hearing the crowd and we'll be back periodically.
Yep.
Thank you. got speed to move and to get that rubber band off the ground. He lifted it well high at the sky, y'all, and then he hooked it.
Let me announce, this is a special message for the board. We have Leonard the photographer. He's not going to run away after the banquet. And the banquet's concluded with all
so
of
much
the
rhythm,
members
and heaven
of
one man?
Directors. No. He's come
and
to
then
the front.
And then he had another quick left toe.
Where
his knee got a feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby.
So, that's a trick. That's a trick that I learned a while ago. I'm not sure it works that well in this size. Come up to the front. Leonard has scouted out a good location to take the board records.
Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
well,
there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going head up with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going head up with him? Now take my eyes, don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But if looks good kill, there's a
Door Prize Bill and Jumpin' Jay. We need Jumpin' Jay to get over to Door Prize Bill. We got got some door prizes to be given out.
Marlena, I thought I'd have a little bit of salad, but I'm going to get over there right now.
Jumpin' Jay, get on the stick. Let's see Jay jump. How many of you would like to win a door?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for your dining delicacy, it is my honor to give to you the oh-so-quiet, the oh-so-austere door prize bill.
All right, it's quiet down here, man. I'm going to say a word. I hadn't said a word all week. I've been keeping quiet. I'm going to be I can't tell you, sir. I can't tell you how great an honor it is that I was asked to be able to get all the door prizes at your Nashville convention. I will take that. I know my mom is up in heaven looking down and said, my boy finally made good, and I appreciate y'all doing that, okay? Now, as you all know by now, I'm from Tennessee, and my son just made me the happiest, and my daughter-in-law made me the happiest man in the world today. They didn't have a baby, but they paid $800 for backstage at the Grand Ole Opry! It's from the Austin County Wine, but I don't know who I'm going to give it to, and I don't know who told me who I'm giving it to. Does anybody out there have any idea who gets it?
Doing all right. A little driving on a Saturday night.
I mean, is there a
come
jump?
Walk me. Gonna dance the day away.
Are you drawing, Bill?
We don't have any name.
You don't have the door prize names? Okay, could I get order for just 1 second? Just so we can get these door prizes given out. Could I just... Okay. We found something. Okay.
Over here, gang. The name. We're over here. Okay.
All right. Good. Now we can go on to. Let's do. Hey, Bill. Let's do 3 door prizes. All right. All right, sir.
Just take your place in the driver's seat.
Mitch has a very important announcement to make.
Bar in this room. Some of us didn't know that. What's a banquet without a little libation? Servers, I believe, will assist.
All right, door prize, Bill. Are you ready?
I think we are, Bill.
$20.
We're going to just bring the house up and let you hear.
What's the name again?
Sorry about that. Robert Thomas.
Are you here, Robert Thomas? Robert is here. Congratulations,
he's here.
Robert.
All right. You want me to do another one?
Yes, sir. Do another one.
Okay, gang. Don't give up yet. We're getting ready to do another one here. All right.
Let's call my name.
Woo!
After Mike.
There
ha.
It is, gang.
Mitch says
another.
After his.
I tell you.
Shh.
Now, you remember earlier today, 2 days ago, Shelley Justice, our president of the Mid-Florida Council of the Blind, I pulled her name out of the basket, and I was a little bit embarrassed about that. Mitch said, I don't know about that. Mitch, I don't know what you're going to think about this. Bill Spoon.
All right.
Right there.
Now, do I need to ask, is Bill Spoon here?
$25.
Hey, Bill. Bill, Mitch says it's a darn good thing for you. It's Saturday night.
Okay.
Except it's Friday.
Okay, is that it?
See, I just repeat what the boss says. He says it's Saturday. By God, it's Saturday. Okay.
I wish it was Saturday night.
One more door prize.
All right. One more door prize, Bill. And we're going to have to go get that. I'm going to go get it. And we will do... Bill, oh, you're going to like this, Bill. I think you better tell people who are going to win this one.
Okay, now I'm going to let Jay draw this because he might get his thing. Okay. All right. This is also from the Austin Council of the Blind. And, gang, I tell you. All right, Jay, let's see who the person is. Okay, it's exciting. He's building. Oh, I've heard of him before.
Uh-oh, it's not me. It's a him.
Glenn Beers.
Are you here? Nope.
Oh.
If Glenn didn't answer,
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, let's draw another one.
Another one here. All right. Woo, okay.
And the winner, the room is filling with anticipation, and the winner is?
Gang, I tell you, y'all doing me good tonight because I can read these names. You all noticed that I had a little trouble reading some of those names. I'm from Tennessee. If it's over Brown or Smith or Jones or Collins, I'm in trouble. So, all right, Carl Richardson.
Carl Richardson.
All right.
Carl is here. Congratulations, okay. Carl, and thank you, Door Prize Bill and Jumpin' Jay. We'll be back. We'll be back. Yes,
we'll be back.
Mention that Hattie Bonds is at the banquet.
Hattie,
you know the lady who went to the hospital a couple of days ago?
Oh.
Hattie.
Bonds.
Yeah.
We do that right now, Ralph.
We're going to announce that Hattie's here tomorrow.
I'm going to do it right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have another good news announcement. I know you all keep thinking you're rid of me for a little while, and then I keep coming back, don't I? But this is a good news announcement. You know, in ACB, one of the things that brings us together, in addition to our political work and our advocacy work and our committee work for all the good things that ACB does with and for blind people in the United States and around the world, but one of the things that is the underpinning of that is the ACB family. And I am overjoyed to announce to you that Hattie Bonds is with us tonight at the banquet. We are so glad to have you, Hattie. Glad you're back home with your brothers and sisters. Thank you. Would Billie Jean Keith please raise your hand? Billie Jean Keith. Someone wants to sip with you, and he can't find you.
Thank you. about it all night. I either feel really good or really insecure. I'm not sure which. I was sitting up there this afternoon, Miss. Honest to God, I was trying so hard to keep my eyes open.
Oh, well, I was standing most of the time, so that wasn't the problem.
And I kept saying, God, let them need me to do something so I can wake up. I said, oh, it was so hard. It was just droning on and on, you know.
Yes, yes, I'm going to get more fine, thank you, ma'am. This is very beautiful, everybody's signing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
as gracefully as I would have liked, but I did all right. Didn't spill any.
Next to last bite, I picked up the bone.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't. I mean, I picked it up in the fork.
Oh.
I picked it up in the fork, and I said, well, I better get rid of it somehow.
I told Gary, I said, if I'd known it was on the bone, I would have had fish.
Yeah, well, I had no idea. Usually when you see breast of chicken...
Well, because mine wasn't breast. Mine was like, you know, the leg and the thigh. And...
Well, maybe it was, I don't know what... I thought the server said it was breast, but...
No, we got through it.
Breasts aren't usually attached to legs.
We got through it. Here in door prices, didn't we?
Yeah. Play messenger. I know Gary was going to ask me something a few minutes ago, and then I got sidetracked by the photographer.
Oh, he won't remember, but I'll ask him. He's talking to Sally.
Oh, okay.
But I'll ask him, but I bet he won't remember. And I climbed into bed. I literally got in bed with covers on.
Well, and I called, and you were out of it, but I needed to finalize the head table, and I needed you to know that.
Yep, and Gary wrote it down and gave it to me.
And I made sure the resolution's prioritization was in place.
Oh, good. So we'll have that tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm afraid there aren't that many number ones.
No, the resolutions this year were...
not real exciting.
No. No. So, do you anticipate a long board meeting tomorrow?
I'd be real surprised if it went longer than three and a half hours.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
We're going to the theater in the evening, so I'm going to have... board up to help finish things.
Sure, after the meeting?
Maybe a half hour to an hour after.
Yeah, sure.
Larry and Debbie said they'll take home whatever is left.
Okay. Well, let's see, we have... nine more door prizes. I wonder if I should let them in a couple now.
I should do like four of them maybe.
All right.
Sorry.
Yes.
Juggling Jay and door prize Bill. How many people want to hear from Juggling Jay and door prize Bill?
Oh, okay. I guess we can do
Let's
this.
Let's have four door prizes. Four doors.
Quiet down in here.
All right, Juggling Jay.
You know, when I get involved, I try to get to know folks. So when I got here the first morning, and I wanted to go down and talk to Mitch. First morning I was here, I went down to talk to Mitch. Mitch was standing there. I finally got his attention, and I walked up to him, and I said, "Hey, Mitch, I'm Bill Spoon. I think you're doing a heck of a job. I don't care what they're saying about you."
Hey, hey, Bill.
I didn't
Bill.
Know he was running for re-election.
Hey, Mr. Bill.
Okay.
Do you think we could get you to do two things? One, be a little closer to the mic, and two... don't yell into the mic, and then
don't
we'll hear you.
Don't talk and don't yell.
Yeah.
Don't talk and
give
don't
us
yell.
That soft talking okay. Tennessee voice.
This is Whispering Bill Spoon.
There you go. Now we Whispering Bill Spoon from Tennessee.
Whispering Bill Spoon. All right.
There
this
we
is
go.
From the Utah Council of the. Can you all hear me? You
get close to that mic, Bill, and
Utah
whisper.
Utah Council of the Blind. Okay, $20. And the winner is Mark Montgomery. All right, there you go.
I didn't hear who the winner
there
was.
There you go. There you go. Mark.
Mark McCumber, are you here? Mark, all right. All right. How about another unwhispering, Bill?
Okay. The second. We're going to do another one, ma'am? Okay. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
The second one. Can you all hear me? Okay. Donated by the Illinois Council of the Blind. $25. The winner is Calvin Lacey.
Who's the winner?
All right, let's go. All right.
All right. Are you here?
Two more.
All right, Jay says yes.
All right, two more.
Two more.
$25 from Alaska.
Who will
Alaska.
It be?
Alaska.
From Alaska, $25. There might be some gold dust on that money. You never know.
Jessica Rathwell.
Jessica Rathwell.
All right.
Are you here, Jessica? She is here. All right.
Okay.
One more there, my dynamic
okay.
door prize duo.
We got another check here. We got another cash here from Alaska. $25. $25.
$25 from Alaska.
Pearl Van Zandt.
Pearl Van Zandt. Are you here, Pearl? And Pearl is here. Hooray, congratulations. We'll be back in just a bit.
I know it.
I can't accept gifts.
I know it.
We won't tell.
no, it's later than that. Five or six. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention. Oh, all those clinking glasses out there, does that mean I get to kiss everyone? That could be our new fundraiser. The secretary gives out kisses for money. By the way, you know, as our speaker for the evening is coming up here, I have to tell you something. I've been trying to think about this all day long. Now, we've all been talking about what a great convention we had, and we did. We did a lot of good stuff at this convention. We have a lot of work to do next year. That's great. But I got to tell you something. Guess how it feels to be the secretary and not have to do a record vote? So I was sitting up there today thinking, I could be home, you know, putting my feet up, you know. And I looked at Mitch and he said, don't even dare think it. So y'all still got stuck with me and I'll be ready to go twice as hard next year. So there you go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so honored to be the person who introduces our banquet speaker this evening. Many of you know that I attended last summer to represent the United States of America, and might I say, the American Council of the Blind was the only officially represented delegated organization representing the United States of America at the Women's Forum of the World Blind Union. And at that forum, you know, I could talk to you for hours about what I learned, the people I met, and the life-changing experience that was for me. Among the people I met, however, certainly foremost in someone who made me feel welcome, made me feel a part immediately of the Women's International community, and then further on in the week to the World Blind Union, was our banquet speaker. Marianne Diamond is the president of the World Blind Union, and in that capacity, Marianne is working with international issues touching every corner of the globe. If you ever have the opportunity to spend time among the international community of blind people, you will be amazed to find at the things that you and I take so for granted. So we have a slate and stylus. Yeah, sure. To some people, that's gold. So we have a white cane. Yeah, sure. To some people, they're using a wooden stick. And so it is people like Marianne Diamond who lead the World Blind Union, who touch
all of the communities, all of our international brothers and sisters around the world. Now, when Marianne isn't traveling around the world and doing her good works for the World Blind Union, she's employed by Vision Australia as the general manager General Manager International and Stakeholder Relations for Vision Australia. And I tell you, you're going to enjoy her. She's a dynamo. Besides that, she's just one whale of a lot of fun. Help me give a good USA Florida welcome to my friend and yours, Marianne Diamond.
I'm shorter than Marlena, so I need to move the microphone. Thank you for that very kind welcome and introduction. Sorry, is that better?
There you go.
Thank you for that very kind introduction. And good evening, ACB, both here in the room and listening via radio. I'm honoured to have the opportunity to speak with... Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not hearing an echo, so you're not close enough.
Can you hear me now? I can't really go much closer unless I'll eat the microphone. Thank you. I'm honoured to have the opportunity to speak with you within the first year of my term as President of the World Blind Union. ACB has been a great supporter of the World Blind Union over many years. The streaming of our General Assembly in 2004 and again in 2008 made it possible for millions of people who were not able to be there in person to feel part of the event, and the World Blind Union appreciates that support. I'd like to talk to you this evening about three things: my personal journey as a blind person, the World Blind Union, and finally, what I hope the World Blind Union will achieve under my leadership. 20 years ago, almost to the day, along with my husband and then three children, aged 4, 2, and 3 months, I arrived in Madison, Wisconsin. Anyone here from Wisconsin? Hey, where I would live for that year. That was an amazing experience for me and one I repeated in 1995. I could not have imagined the path my life would take in the years that followed. I feel like it's coming home, although I'm at least in the same part of the world, to get to nearby a city that I grew to love. However, I should share with you, I never grew to love the cold or the snow. And I decided that nowhere in Australia is cold. One of my greatest challenges while living in this country was managing the money. And I'd like to congratulate ACB on the efforts you are putting in to addressing this problem. And I hope... I certainly look forward to the day where I come back and can independently manage my own money. I said I'd tell you a little about my journey as a blind person. I have been blind since birth and am the parent of a son with very low vision. For most of my education, I attended a residential school for children who were blind. As a child, I was blessed with parents who always had high expectations of me. I was expected to do everything my brothers and sisters did. My parents strongly supported and encouraged my education. I think they thought a good education would enhance my chances of finding a husband. Whatever their motives, it all worked in my favour. I know my husband's not listening because he's sitting on an aeroplane. After leaving school, I studied for a Bachelor of Science degree at university. I majored in mathematical statistics before undertaking a graduate diploma in information technology. I was then employed in that industry for many years in a range of organisations and roles. During that time, I married, had 4 children, and lived here in the United States twice with my family. In late 1998, I took up a position as an advocate with Blind Citizens Australia, the recognised represented organisation of blind people in my country. By mid-2000, I was appointed their executive officer and responsible for the oversight of the World Blind Union's 5th General Assembly. Between 2004 and 2007, I was the inaugural CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. That is a peak body of state and national organisations of people with disability. And as Marlena told you, I'm currently employed as General Manager, International and Stakeholder Relations with Vision Australia, the largest organisation in my country providing services to people who are blind or have low vision. Throughout that time, I was actively involved in the World Blind Union, and as we know, it's the global organisation and represents the estimated 161 million people who are blind or have low vision. And for a politician, that's a very large electorate. Following the General Assembly held in Melbourne during 2000, I joined the Women's Committee as the chair, going on to become the first Vice President in 2004, and as you know, in August 2008, I became the seventh President. But that's enough about me. I'd like to tell you about the World Blind Union. The World Blind Union was formed in 1984 through the union of the International Federation of the Blind, IFB, and the World Council for the Welfare of the Blind, WCWB. However, the World Blind Union represents over a century of global cooperation on blindness issues, dating back to the first international conference on the subject held in 1873 in Vienna. Through the leadership of the World Blind Union and development of its constitutions, one of its achievements to date has been the provision of a forum by which blind people establish the right to speak for ourselves. The World Blind Union was established as a worldwide movement that incorporated the WCWB and IFB, but remained flexible in its approach to embrace the wide range of realities in the world. The World Blind Union established a requirement that the majority of national delegates must come from an organised movement of blind people. It is significant to highlight that when the WBU was established in 1984, it had about 60 countries as members. Its current membership now totals more than 175 countries. This is very close to the total UN membership. The World Blind Union quickly became a powerful voice in the worldwide disability movement. It adopted in its work the use of three world languages, English, French, and Spanish. It was able to reinforce the activities of its six regional unions and soon became the authentic voice of blind people in the world. This was undertaken by dealing with the United Nations, international agencies, other groupings of people with disability, and organisations in the international social development field. The World Blind Union provides a forum for the exchange of views and experiences. It also provides a unique partnership of organisations of blind people and organisations providing services to blind and partially sighted persons, joining together and working to a common purpose. Many individuals have asked me the question, why do we need a World Blind Union and why should we support it when there is so much to do at home to improve the situation for people who are blind? Of course, the need for local programs and involvement will always be great. However, I believe with the work of our local and national organisations can be strengthened through our efforts at the international level. While some issues are local by nature, such as access to local transportation systems, education and healthcare, other issues have a much broader reach and we have much opportunity to impact by taking a global approach. And I believe the ability to drive change at both the global and local level simultaneously is very powerful. Let us take the example of development of household products, particularly in regard to accessibility, and I heard this discussed during this week. In many cases, these are developed by multinational organisations. There is much to do at the international level to ensure accessibility is built into the design stage rather than working to add things on later. And this is one of the areas, the initiatives that our technology working group this term is addressing. We often hear the figure that 95% of printed material is not accessible to us as blind persons. The World Blind Union launched the Right to Read campaign in 2008 as a measure to address this situation. In partnership with other organisations, the WBU has taken a lead role in advocating with the World Intellectual Property Organisation, WIPO, to adopt a treaty which would dramatically improve access to the printed word. A number of our members from many countries have been involved in this effort. Negotiations with their country delegations are ongoing. But as you know and understand, we do not yet have the support of the United States or of the European Union in this area. The next meeting will be held in November this year, and we will be working hard to advocate for more countries to come on board. You may wonder why this is so important to us, since many countries, including the United States, already have copyright exemption legislation in place that permits the production of materials in accessible format. The most important outcome is that, if successful, we should be able to share accessible books across borders. For example, instead of Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States each producing an accessible version of a latest Harry Potter book, we could have three different books produced and all have access to them. It seems so simple, doesn't it? The ability to share materials across borders also addresses another one of our goals, and that's making literacy available for the millions of blind people who live in the developing world, who currently have almost no books to read. The World Blind Union also played a leadership role in the development of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, the CRPD. Our inputs ensured that concerns of people who were blind were taken into consideration in each article. As an example, we ensured that Braille was mentioned specifically 7 times throughout the treaty, giving formal recognition to the importance of Braille in communication and literacy. We had involvement as an international NGO, but as blind persons around the world, we were also well represented, as a number of blind people served as members of their country delegations. Our challenge now at the World Blind Union is to work with members and assist them advocate for ratification of the convention by their government and then for its implementation and monitoring. It is interesting to note that the monitoring committee established for this convention has 5 blind members on a 12-member committee, which is fantastic. I believe that one of the major achievements during the last term of the World Blind Union was the establishment of our permanent headquarters. I had the privilege to lead the project which achieved this. In March 2006, in Baltimore, the executive unanimously agreed to approve the business plan to establish the office. For those who are not aware, the office of the World Blind Union is located in the CNIB building, Toronto, Canada, and Penny Harton is our CEO. I said I'd tell you a little bit about what we hope to achieve this term. Now you have the short history of the World Blind Union. During December 2008, the World Blind Union officers, along with some key resource persons, met in the United Kingdom to develop a strategic plan for this term. We started with the strategic plan 2005-2008, reviewed all resolutions adopted at all past General Assemblies, work which was in progress from the previous term, and other issues brought to our attention from a range of sources which impact on the lives of people who are blind in the coming years. And I'd like to acknowledge the work, particularly by Mitch, in the development of the resolution which went through the Assembly dealing with quiet vehicles. This is a major problem worldwide, so thank you. In our plan, we have adopted a pyramid vision structure which reflects our vision of what we would hope to achieve within a 20-year time frame, as well as our vision, this strategic planning cycle, which is 4 years. Our long-term 20-year vision is a community where people who are blind or partially sighted are empowered to participate on an equal basis in any aspect of life they choose. Our short-term 4-year vision has 3 ladders that together will move us towards the realisation of our long-term vision. These are that the World Blind Union is recognised as the authentic voice representing blind and partially sighted persons at the international level, that our members at all levels have the capacity and capability to deliver their programs, and that the World Blind Union is recognised as an international source of information in matters relating to vision impairment. The plan consists of 3 strategic priorities and 1 enabling priority. The first strategic priority is representation, promoting full participation and equal opportunity for blind and partially sighted persons in all aspects of social, economic, political, and cultural life. This priority includes 3 specific objectives. They include improving accessibility, particularly in the areas of access to information, mobility and transportation, and technology. They also include our work with the United Nations and its agencies and advocating for human rights for blind and vision impaired persons. Our second strategic priority is capacity building, strengthening the capabilities and capacity of the WBU regional structures and member organisation. This priority has 5 objectives, which include improving employment opportunities for blind and low vision persons, an objective for which I have personally assumed a leadership role. Other objectives include capacity building of our members, strengthening of the World Braille Council, ensuring that our target populations are included in all our work, and supporting our members to ratify and implement the CRPD. Our third priority area is information sharing, serving as an international information and resource centre on all matters in respect of blind and partially sighted persons. This priority includes initiatives to develop our capacity as a source of information to our members and to others, improving our ability to include members from other language populations, and developing our international partnerships. Our enabling priority is an effective organisation, ensuring that the relevance, effectiveness, efficiency and sustainability of the World Blind Union. This priority includes initiatives to strengthen and support our membership, as well as initiatives to ensure that we are well managed and raise and manage the needed resources in order to do our work. In order to monitor the strategic plan, we have developed a detailed work plan which specifies the activities, timeframes, responsible persons, and indicators to measure our success for each of our strategic objectives. Each of the table officers is responsible for leading a priority area. We report against our plan at each officer's meeting, which are held twice a year. I believe that this way of working, we will be able to position, we will be in a great position to clearly articulate our successes, where we have not been able to meet our plans and why, when we face a General Assembly again in 2012. Just a few thoughts of what I personally hope to achieve during this term. When putting myself forward as a candidate for the position of President, I said, I would like to see a World Blind Union as an organisation that people who are blind or have low vision are proud to be associated with, have confidence that it represents their interests, and have the opportunities to make a contribution to the work at the national and regional levels. Recognised as the representative voice of people who are blind at the international level. Provide opportunities for organisations, groups and individuals to come together and work collaboratively on issues which will benefit people who are blind. provide opportunities for organizations, groups, and individuals to share experiences, resources, and skills to achieve a world where people who are blind or have low vision have every opportunity to fully participate in whatever community they choose. A global information and resource center and a working partnership with organizations within the blindness sector as well as organizations outside, ensuring the needs and views of people who are blind are taken into account in all development of their work. The ambitious plan we have developed, the breadth of experience, skills and knowledge of the team, as well as the extensive networks we have and continue to build, will result, I believe, in the kind of World Blind Union I envisaged. At the end of my term, if we have been able to put in place the means to ensure we have a sustainable, relevant, ongoing organisation, if we have been able to achieve something, anything, which will assist people who are blind find and remain in work, and if we can identify our future leaders and have begun the work to replace ourselves with these people, then I will feel that I have made a contribution to the blind of the world. Thank you for your time.
Her. Let's give her a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Marianne Diamond.
Marianne Diamond, president of the World Blind Union. Wonderful.
Marianne, I have...
Fabulous.
I have no doubt that you will make a major contribution to the blind of the world. No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the, as I said earlier, one of the nice things about doing what I'm doing up here is you get to introduce your friends. And I am going to bring someone to the microphone now who would like to speak with you for just a moment, a familiar voice, a longtime friend of mine. Help me bring to the microphone with a warm ACB welcome, Chris Gray of California.
Marianne Diamond, what an honor it is for you to be here with us. You know, I tried throughout my entire presidency to bring the president of the World Blind Union to ACB, and there are many, many forces, probably the greatest of which is the incredible distance around the globe on which we live. But Marianne, you came to us. I hope you've learned a little bit from us about who we are and what we do. But we have learned so much from you tonight. And ACB is so committed to not only helping ourselves in this country, but helping all blind people around the world as we can. It is such an honor for you to be here tonight. And on behalf of ACB, I thank you for being here, and I hope you come again.
Thanks, Chris, and I want to make a comment.
Okay.
And I want to add to Chris's comments. I've said that ACB intends, and we are taking a larger role on the United States stage regarding affairs of blind and visually impaired persons. And as a part of that, as part of our involvement, our growing involvement, we are becoming involved on the international scene. I said last Sunday night that the highlight for Chris Gray and myself as delegates to the WBU from ACB, and Marlena Lieberg as ACB's representative to the Women's Forum, was the passage unanimously of a resolution that we drafted regarding quiet cars and their impact and the need for education and research. That resolution was passed unanimously by the WBU at their meeting in Geneva, Switzerland last August. I'm very proud that we authored that, and I'm and I'm honored that the WBU chose to accept it and endorse it, and it's now part of the WBU's strategic plan. So, again, Marianne, thank you for coming. We hope you've gained a better understanding of the American Council of the Blind, and a big welcome from the United States of America and this organization.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. And while I'm making these next comments, if Cindy Van Winkle would make her way. Marianne said something that made me laugh. She said, "I'm not as tall as Marlena." And I wondered if those of you who knew me wondered if I had stretched out. The fact of the matter is I bought these honkin' high-heel shoes. Boy, do I feel tall up here, let me tell you. But Marianne, I think you are probably really as tall as me. I just have these shoes on. Yeah, platform heels. You know, one of the great joys of my life, my ACB life, was the year in which we were in Las Vegas. And Mitch and I have been trying to think if that was 05, 06, I can't remember. 05! I thought so. And for the first time ever, anywhere, anytime in my entire life, I won an award. And I was so incredibly moved by the fact that I had won the George Card Award. So ever since then, both back in my affiliate and certainly at the national level, I've been very, very eager to develop and support and nominate very qualified and capable blind brothers and sisters who should also win awards. And so it gives me pleasure to bring to the podium tonight my good friend, colleague from Washington, Cindy Van Winkle, who will be presenting, as I understand it, the Robert Bray and George Card Awards. Cindy?
Well, good evening. I first would like to mention that on Wednesday, many of you may not have heard, although I hope you did, because that means you were in general sessions on Wednesday morning. But in case you didn't, we did present the Durward K. McDaniel Ambassador Award to Kathy Nimmer on Wednesday morning because she was not able to be here tonight. And we really wanted her to be present to receive that award. and she did receive it very eloquently. So I will now present the Robert S. Bray Award. This person, an advocate of library accessibility, audio description of internet graphics and movies, and numerous technology projects dedicated to library users through service across the spectrums, local public library, board member, chair of his state library advisory committee, serving on many national committees, contributions, many, commitment unwavering, passion for library accessibility for all users, profound. The only sad part about presenting this is that it's posthumously. The Robert S. Bray Award will be presented to Barry Levine. Accepting it on behalf of Barry's family will be Ray Campbell. If Ray could make his way up here, I will read what the award says. If somebody could assist Ray, we would certainly appreciate it. The Robert S. Bray Award presented to Barry Levine in recognition of his commitment for library accessibility for all through his numerous contributions on a local and national level to effectively move libraries into the future and embrace service for all. July 10th, 2009, Orlando, Florida. Here is Ray Campbell.
It's kind of low down right there on the podium.
Okay, got it. Now, I got to lift this mic up a little bit. There we go. If the technology won't fail me tonight, I would like to read you some words that Barry's wife Phyllis penned, and I hope that Phyllis and their family is listening tonight. And then I'll add a couple closing remarks. This is Phyllis Levine. Ray Campbell has graciously offered to accept this on behalf of the family of Barry Levine. As Barry's wife, I have asked Ray to please read this as our spokesperson, as we cannot be present. We want to deeply thank you for awarding the Robert S. Bray Award to Barry Levine. As many of you may already know, Barry passed away this year on April 29th. It was unexpected and sudden as he read a book in bed. He thoroughly enjoyed reading and found that his only difficulty in partaking of this activity was deciding what to read next. He always had several books downloaded onto his book port and easily read a book a week. In this vein, he was passionate about wanting libraries to be accessible to people with visual impairments. For the last decade, he worked at several levels to help improve this accessibility. He was well known in the world of libraries from our local level in Homer Township to the state level in Illinois and at a national level consulting on these same issues. In an application to serve on the board of one of the 9 multi-type library systems in Illinois, Barry said, quote, "I understand the philosophy of public library service to the entire community and have worked toward positioning libraries to be extremely accessible. I want to continue to make a difference. I hope to continue contributing to effectively moving libraries into the future and embracing service for all," close quote. As his wife, I can attest to his strong feelings about these matters. This was very important to him. He was articulate and enjoyed his success in working toward library accessibility for all. He would be proud of this award. Our children and I are certainly proud and pleased to accept this for Barry. We want to thank the ACB for recognizing his work in this area. We are sorry that we could not be present to express these sentiments ourselves. And I just want to close by saying that I have already spoken with Phyllis on several occasions, his wife, and we'll be making arrangements to present this award to the Levine family. And I know that we in ACB and across the state of Illinois have certainly lost a good friend. But I know Barry's looking down on us tonight and saying, all right, after all this is over, get yourself out a good book, curl up, and read. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, one of the things that I was told as chair is that you want to let people know in advance that they're receiving their awards because we want them to be present to accept them. And surprises don't always work. So I did that for the most part, but not for this one. I solicited information from the Minneapolis office to make sure that this person was registered for the convention and that they had purchased a banquet ticket. And I learned that they did. And now I'm just hoping that they are here. However, you got to give me an A for effort on this one if this person is not here. But I don't think that I'm going to be embarrassed. I think I'm going to be made to look good. I feel like that is going to happen. The George Card Award is presented to someone who, let's see if I can do this without giving it away, was employed for their state agency of the blind for well over 30 years, serving in different capacities, including in management, in a managerial position. During that time, this person introduced orientation and mobility instruction and also services for children and families to the agency. And when it became time to fight for that agency so the state did not lose their services, this person organized a rally and helped save their state agency. This person is an ACB Life member, an advocate, a servant, a role model. Does anybody have any ideas? John Horst, I sure hope you're in the room. John, if you would please stand, and somebody I'm sure would be happy to help you to come up here. John, while you make your way up here, I'm going to read your award, and then I will present it to you and give you an opportunity to say a few words. And I can sincerely say, truly, except for the person that I spoke to at the national office who promised she wouldn't say anything, and our committee, no one knew. So, okay. George Card Award presented to John Horst in recognition of his extraordinary dedication and commitment to ACB and his lifelong advocacy efforts for all people who are blind and visually impaired. July 10th, 2009, Orlando, Florida. Congratulations, John, and we would love to hear from you at this time.
Well, this is a surprise. I'm not sure what to say, but I will say that I've certainly enjoyed my work with the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind and certainly the American Council of the Blind over the years, and it's really been rewarding, challenging, and interesting, and the real privilege of getting to meet all of you and all the members over the years. So thank you very much, and I appreciate it a lot, and I love you all.
Hey, John, congratulations.
I would like to again thank the awards committee, who truly made my job an easy one. The nominations that came in made it a difficult one. But we felt pretty good about those who were going to receive awards this year. I want to also thank Mitch for giving me the opportunity to serve ACB in this way. And thank you.
Thank you, Cindy Van Winkle. Give her a good round of applause in that great awards committee. What wonderful choices they made this year. Thank you so, so much. Yes. And I'm constantly being updated. I have a little computer in my brain, and Mitch has a direct line into it, and he updates it as I speak. And I'm supposed to talk and listen to the update. Yes, indeed. What Mitch has asked me to share, if you have reached out and felt the centerpieces on your tables, if you haven't, do that. Those centerpieces were made for you by the participants of the YAC. Isn't that great? Let's give those kids a round of applause. All righty. It feels like it's time for some raffles. Who wants to win some money? Yeah? All right, now. We still have more door prizes, so if you haven't won your door yet, don't give up. Sure. All right. Mr. Trott, are you available? Jay, we need a wireless mic.
Have it. Here we go,
mic,
Dave.
Jay?
It's all yours.
All Uh-oh. Right. As we get the wireless mic to David Trott.
I've got one.
All right, let me introduce to you my friend from Alabama, Mr. David Trott.
Are we excited?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited too, but I'm excited for a totally different reason than you are. And I've got to share it with you. We have a budget line for different things every year, and the budget line for the raffle this year was $12,500. I'm proud to tell you that you passed that.
Hey!
Since we went to the $50 drawing for the $50 tickets, the best we've done is $12,650. I'm proud to tell you, you surpassed that. So our next goal, folks, should have been $13,000, and I'm proud to tell you we surpassed that. So then I'm wishing and thinking, you know, it'd be great if I could do it, if I could have your help, and I could do $1,000 better than that budget line at $13,500. I'm proud to tell you surpassed that. I can't give you an exact amount, but I can tell you that you surpassed $14,000. This is really showing your love for ACB in a year of bad economy. And I tell you, you're to be congratulated for all the tickets that you bought. But this wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for a few people, and I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize them. I've been doing this now, except for 1 year, for 5 years. And one of the people that's kind of kept me on track during that time and called and said, David, I need an article, or David, you need to do this, or David, you need to do that. And kept me in line and kept me going and did a lot of work from the national office is Melanie Brunson. This year, we had a newcomer to the raffle who helps keep up with the tickets before we get here and make sure that we got everybody's name if you buy a ticket in advance. And if she's in the room, I'd like for her to come forward. That's Dina Wilson. I'd also like to have Rhonda Trott and Billie Jean Keith come forward. When we're at convention, we have two male salesmen who don't really do that good, but we're here. I'm probably the worst. And then right behind, right in front of me is our treasurer who does the best he can. Mike Godino. Y'all give Mike a big hand. The girl that's always beside me and is always working to help me in any project that I take on is my wife, Rhonda, and she sells a good bit of tickets every year as well. But our main seller every year is a lady who I consider my good friend, and she's really been there to support me and ACB in this project, and I want y'all to give a big warm hand for my friend, Billie Jean Keith. Okay, we're going to do things a little different this year. I usually pull three blind people to come up and draw. But I've got three wonderful ladies who've earned the right to draw this year. And since this, as chair of RDC, I will no longer be chair effective Sunday. And so I felt like that these ladies had put a lot of work into this year, and they had the right to draw. So the lady who's going to be drawing the $500 one is Miss Dina Wilson. And by the way, this year for the first time we have one of these drums that you can actually roll the tickets around in, and it's real fancy and everything. It's even gold looking. I don't think it's gold, though. I think it's brass. All right, Dina, if you'll reach in there and we'll pull the 500. Who? Gary Alston. Okay, let me write 500 on this ticket, so when I give them to our finance guy, he will know that they're supposed to get 500 and not 5,000.
I'm sure Gary wouldn't mind.
Okay, to draw our $1,000 tonight, I'm going to ask my lovely wife to come up and pull this one for us. Let me spin this drum around a couple more times. In there and grab one. let her see my. Hey, she's got to have a support here. She's got to have a magnifier. Patricia Castillo.
Oh,
come on up, sweetie. All right, now, remember, folks, if you don't win this $5,000, I didn't draw it. All right, Billie Jean. Let's spin this thing around another. Let's close her up one more time. Open and you can just reach in there amongst them and pull whichever one you want.
Straight in, Billie Jean, straight in.
I'm going to get right to the bottom.
She's going to the bottom. She has one in her hand. It's actually David Trott. No, Friends in Art, $5,000. Thank y'all so much for all you did.
Thank you, David, and congratulations, all our winners. That's wonderful. But we're not through. We're not through, and I get to bring yet another longtime friend to the microphone with his able assistant, who is also a friend. This is so much fun. To do the NELDS drawing, the 50-50, help me make welcome Charlie Hodge and Donna Seliger.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to have Charlie draw the 50-50 raffle ticket. The winner will receive substantially over $350. We don't know exactly yet, but we will have that figure in a few days, and the recipient will receive a check. So now we'll have Charlie draw.
Well,
got
Hang on.
We made some extra tickets to put in here.
We got tickets?
Marlena's got to put the tickets.
Oh. There you go. What?
Donna? Donna? She's reaching in front of me here, Donna.
I got it.
There's some more tickets. Put in the box. They are Nels, right?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Last minute Nels tickets get put in the box. It could be you.
That's right. The Nels board this year decided to have a drawing here at the convention, but rather than offering the prizes that have been typically offered in the past, we decided just to do a straightforward 50-50. So there's only one prize here tonight, and I'm totally blind. I'll draw the ticket, and Donna can then announce it. Gotta scramble these around, yeah. Gotta scramble these around, and then pick this one.
Okay. John Huff.
John Huffman?
No, John. Yeah, John.
John.
John Huffman.
John Huffman from Indiana. A member of the Resolutions Committee.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, isn't it fun to win money? Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe someday I'll find out. Are there any other drawings that need to take place that I may not be aware of? I feel like, are there any other nominations? No. Are there any other drawings? Are there any other drawings? I move the drawings be closed. No. That was the other meeting. Doggone it, I keep getting mixed up. Door Prize Bill and Juggling Jay. Seems to me you guys have, what, 8 more prizes?
I think we do. Don't we, Door Prize Bill? What do you have?
Yeah. Gang, I don't feel so big anymore. Those prizes... Well, I'll tell you one thing. Our table's lucky. We won the $350, and I won $25. That's $375.
I'm going to go sit at your table.
Okay.
To heck with this head table. Hey,
gang.
Nobody won anything up here.
You all know me as Door Prize Bill, and I'm proud of that name because I do door prizes for our club, Mid-Florida Council of the Blind. I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years now. And, gang, if you don't do something like that in your club, you ought to do it because – It's a lot of fun. What I do is I go to Targets or Dollar Tree, and I get about 20 prizes, and then I split them into 2 different groups. We give out tickets to everybody as they come in the door, and then I split those prizes into 2 different groups, and then I kind of describe what's in each bag. And we have a lot of fun. We like to guess where things are from. You know, we get something, and you know, about 99% of them are from
China.
I tell you guys, we're big. And so, and we do that, and if you go to Targets, they have a kind of a monthly system. It's Christmas time, they're going to have Christmas gifts. Again, it's a lot of fun, and we, if you're looking for, you know, if you go to your blind council's meetings, you want to learn a lot of things, but you want to have some fun too. So if you were not doing that, I suggest you try that because it is. I know I really enjoy it, and I like to be called Door Prize Bill. Okay.
All right.
Next prize is $25 from the Illinois Council of the Blind.
$25.
$25. And the winner, I'm not going to do this now. I can't do this. My daughter-in-law, Leslie Spoon.
Leslie Spoon, all right. Leslie Spoon.
Okay,
you know,
now.
I got to say something.
You know, Bill...
Okay, all right.
We say
right.
We say that ACB is a family, but I think you're taking it to extremes.
All right.
All right, let's go to our next door prize.
Wait, 1 second. I want to give this to Marlena Liebert for having such a wonderful session and having me here. For what a great convention.
All right, okay.
Well, Leslie, I tell you what, you are so sweet. And this is like the Wandering 25 goes round and round, because Marlena Lieberg would like to donate this $25 to ACB Radio. Thank you, Leslie. Yeah, this is called re-gifting, right?
Okay, Now... to show you that I want to be a good sport too, gang, I'm going to put my $25 back in. Okay, here we go. We're drawing for my $25. Okay. I hope I don't draw my wife's name. Let's see. All right. I'm giving my $25 back, Mitch. Okay? Oh, yeah, here we go. All right. Yvonne Foster, you get my $25.
Yvonne Foster, are you here?
Yes, she is.
Congratulations, Yvonne.
Okay. All right, now, gang, we're talking big bucks now.
$50.
$50. Okay. $50 from the Illinois Council of the Blind. Illinois Council of the Blind. Do y'all hear an echo in here? Council of the Blind.
I got to do something up here, door prize, Bill.
Okay, and the winner is Dot Taylor.
All right. Congratulations, Dot.
There she is. She's in Tennessee.
She's over on my right, I believe, Jay. On my left. I'm blind.
You want me to give another now?
Go ahead.
Okay. Another $50 from the Illinois Council of the Blind.
Thank you, Illinois.
All I know is the economy must be real good in Illinois. That's all I can say. Okay. All right, the winner, and I sure appreciate these names, gang, I want to tell you, old boy from Tennessee, he can't say those big old long names very well,
Dennis Amadon.
Dennis Amadon.
Dennis, all right.
Is Dennis here? All right. Congratulations, Dennis.
We got two more. You want to
Let's go for it, Uncle Bill.
You want to go another time?
That's right.
Okay.
I like a man that gives me presents.
Now we're getting into the big ducks here now. Guys, I'm proud of being door prize Bill, but I actually have a different life. I have a life. Y'all might think I'm not too smart and all that kind of stuff, but for being from Tennessee, I'm considered pretty smart in Tennessee. Okay, here we go. Now, if you can believe this, if we took a survey here and y'all voted on what I did for a living, if I told you I was an educator for 48 years and a high school principal for 21, would you believe that? Well, I was, anyway. So.
Gosh, I thought we were going to get our record vote, Bill. Darn.
Yeah, okay. I found out one thing. To be a high school principal, you don't have to be too smart, obviously. But I tell you, if you walk around the hallways and make a lot of noise and shake a lot of hands and hug a lot of kids and kiss a lot of babies... Then I got elected to the school board for 8 years. that ain't bad for an old boy that failed the first grade. But that ain't bad either. I fell to third grade. I'm telling you the truth, gang. I graduated from high school when I was 20 years old. But I graduated from University of Tennessee in 4 years. Don't tell me UT's not hard, I tell you. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to give this. I tell you, gang, this is an FS reader. It's worth $80. $80. And the winner is, God, Dan Spoon.
Dan Spoon. I only know one thing. When we go back to Reno, I'm taking the spoons with me.
Dan wants us to draw again.
Thank you, Dan. Talk about the loving spoonfuls. Oh.
All right, gang. How much money is this family going to give this organization? Okay. Jeff Thorm, T-H-O-M. Jeff.
Jeff Tom.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Tom.
All right.
Congratulations, Jeff.
The last one
from Door Prize Bill.
Okay. Gang, I tell you, it's going to be hard not being. You know, I've been here all week. I've hardly left the hotel. I wake up in the morning thinking door prizes. I eat lunch, I think of door prizes. I go in the afternoon, I think of door prizes. I tell you. And then Mitch tells me, Mitch has had a hard time all week. I'm sure Mitch is glad this is over with because he's told me to quit hollering, quit yelling, shape up back there, Spoon, and all that kind of stuff. But, okay, we got a winner? All right, it's another $80 FS recorder.
Reader. Okay. FS reader.
Okay, reader. Okay, reader, 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 reader. I can't. All right. Okay. Shirley Brokaw.
Shirley Brokaw.
Shirley is here.
Okay. Shirley here. Congratulations, Shirley.
Okay, I want to end up. Let me end up with this. What I'm known for, I was a high school principal of Dr. Phillips High School, which is, you're all sitting right in my school district right now. And don't be getting your feet all over it. But what I did, and they know me by this. When kids see me, they answer with this thing. And I think we ought to do this for Mitch. And you'll know what to say when I say it. And let's make it sound this me like we mean it. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give Door Prize Bill a big round of applause. Thank you to Shelley Justice. Thank you to Jumpin' Jay, who pitched in tonight. And as we bring our proceedings to a close, let me thank you for being with us tonight. Mitch is going to step up here and say a few words. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your mistress of ceremonies tonight. It's a night I will never forget. Thank you. I give you Mitch Pomerantz.
And I want to thank Marlena Lieberg for doing an outstanding job. She didn't get a whole lot of notice. But then Marlena is one of the most spontaneous people we all know. I want to thank Bill Spoon and his entire family. And a special thank you to the Florida Council of the Blind for a wonderful convention. Ladies and gentlemen, well, let me first remind the board to come down front, and Leonard the paparazzi is going to stalk us until the pictures are taken. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see all of you in 2010 in Phoenix, Arizona. Good night and travel safely.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have an assistive listening device, Lane Waters will be by near the door, the right door as you exit out, the door closest to the head table. So that'll be the right door on your way out. Lane will be there. You can turn your assistive listening device into him.
All right. That concludes the banquet. We thank all of you listeners out there for listening in and giving us plenty of feedback. The emails have been absolutely wonderful. Well, we've reached the end of the road. So
yes, we have. What a week. Woo!
Absolutely.
It was packed. I know we're exhausted, but it was a week of quite a bit of accomplishment and quite a successful week, especially for ACB Radio. Thank you all for listening, and I know we're going to have lots of replays, and there are some other interviews that haven't yet been edited that will be up. And
yep. Oh, we're going to be replaying all of the general sessions throughout the weekend, all the way till zero UTC Monday.
Excellent.
That way, for those of you that may have missed some of them, just curl up with your computer and veg for the weekend and enjoy all the sessions. So definitely stay tuned for that. Normal programming will return at zero UTC Monday. Stephen Guerra is going to have a two-hour special. And from there, be back to the normal programming.
Except for when we insert any other last things that we'll figure out where they go. But
yep.
I know some will go to main menu and there'll be other.
Yep, we'll definitely be getting a lot of new content out there from the convention.
But I want to say a special thank you to you who have been listening. Thank you for your support. You know, without you, there'd be no point in us doing this. So
absolutely.
It's because of you and for you that we do it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your emails and your messenger comments and feedback and you know, just everything about what you've liked or wish wasn't happening or just all of it. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to sign off, and we will see you around the radio.
You betcha.
Good night.
Good night.